The General Motors story isn't all about shrinking and closing down. Yesterday, GM held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of a brand-new $100 million auto test facility in Yuma, Arizona. From member station KAWC in Yuma, Steve Profit reports.
We know who he is. GM partnered with the Army to build this new 2,400-acre facility at the famed Yuma Proving Ground. For generations, military engineers have tested everything from Bradley fighting vehicles to heavy artillery here. Now, GM will be testing all its cars here. The sweet part for the Army, they get to use the track to test military vehicles for free.
The Army needed a capability to test vehicles at a high rate of speed in the desert environment.
Colonel John Bullington, commander of the Yuma Proving Ground, notes that most of this country's military activity in the past generation has taken place in desert environments. He led the negotiations with GM.
We got the capability for free. This didn't cost the taxpayer a dime. We had the state-of-the-art facility on Yuma Proving Ground, and it's a benefit that really is just win-win for everyone.
For GM, this Army base offers them free land and an ultra-high security zone where they can test their new cars. Ken Morris is a GM exec in charge of vehicle testing.
This feels like the new General Motors, where we're breaking away from the things that we've struggled through here in the past, and we're ready to step on the throttle and move into being a fantastic company again.
At the center of the GM facility, there's a big garage where mechanic Jim Miller and his team are torture testing a prototype transmission. They've bolted it into a Camaro with a 550-horsepower engine.
Well, this car runs all day long, wide open throttle launches.
At 120 miles an hour, in 110-degree heat, oh, and there's no air conditioning. This is nirvana for a car nut. Outside the garage, there are a series of tracks carved into the baking landscape and a huge paved area called a pad. Mechanic Shan Smith took me for a spin, turning tight circles on the pad in a Pontiac Solstice, searching for the speed at which the vehicle might spin out. There's a nice banked raceway for high-speed testing and a track that looks like a highway engineer's nightmare with every manner of bump, pothole, wobble, and wave. Local officials hope GM will help take some of the bumps out of the local economy here. Unemployment is well above 20%, and the facility brings about 100 good-paying jobs to Yuma. Most of the workers moved here from Mesa, Arizona, where GM closed a test facility that they'd run there for 50 years. They're happy to have the work. Still, some, like Jim Miller, the guy testing the transmission, are worried about their jobs.
They've closed plants, you know, in a heartbeat, you know, that they have more money in than this. So there are still a lot of people that are nervous about that right now.
For NPR News, I'm Steve Profit in Yuma, Arizona.